Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Well, this comes from the Villages. A man with brass knuckles and fentanyl was arrested at the Home Depot in Lady Lake. An asset protection specialist at the store contacted police about 4 p.m. on Monday after noticing suspicious behavior from 32-year-old Michael Collado, who is homeless, according to an arrest report from the Lady Lake Police Department. Collado, who was arrested last year at Kohl's and at the Save-A-Lot, was stopped by an officer on the sidewalk outside of Home Depot. A search of his backpack turned up syringes of meth, a small bag that contained fentanyl, and a pair of brass knuckles. He was arrested on charges of possession of a concealed weapon, possession of fentanyl, possession of drug paraphernalia, and was booked at the Lake County Jail on $4,000 bond, where he still resides. There you go, right? Brass knuckles and fentanyl. A fat man on a motorized scooter stole a purse in Port St. Lucie. This comes by way of CBS Channel 12. Police are looking for a thief on a motorized scooter in Port St. Lucie. Investigators say that the man stole a woman's purse from a shopping cart outside of Bravo, a supermarket. When police viewed the video, they could see the elderly, overweight man leaving the store on a scooter very slowly. Somehow no one just, how could you not chase him down in a scooter? He swiped a purse and then scooted over to his car before getting in and drive away. I would have ninja kicked him off that damn scooter is what I would have done. He drove away in a white BMW. You're encouraged to call Crime Stoppers if you have any information. A U.S. airman was killed by an MMA fighter in a brawl outside of a Florida bar. Davon Larry, 31, he was punched once and that was it. The individual whom he was fighting has had some advanced fighting training at MMA. They said that they're still kind of talking to some of the witnesses there. But yes, the other guy was confirmed as an MMA fighter. Tomorrow we'll talk about how a guy was climbing a tree like Tarzan after a police chase. And another guy fell out of one and then also ran. Yeah, stay with us. The KS7 from Kel-Tec might be short and slim on the outside, but it's long under the hood with its 18.5-inch barrel packed into its bullpup design. It's ready for home defense, backcountry hiking, or anywhere you need a compact 12-gauge shotgun. The KS7 is lightweight with a magazine capacity of 6+1 or 7+1, depending on shell size, easy to handle with rear loading and downward ejection, and standard carry handle that doubles as a sighting solution. Every KS7 produced at Kel-Tec is made in the USA by a team who takes pride in their work and believes in respect, family, and the right to bear arms. Every KS7 comes with a lifetime warranty with proof of purchase as original owner. Defend what matters most to you with the KS7 shotgun available through Kel-Tec. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com. And sign up for the Kel-Tec Insider and get a 15% coupon for your next order of gear and accessories. Secure your world with Kel-Tec. KelTecWeapons.com. You guys heard of Snitch Bot? This is my new favorite thing right now. I'd probably spend at least a couple of hours laughing my head off at this thing. So, in New York, they've rolled out Snitch Bot. Literally what it is. It's like a Dalek, basically. It's patrolling city subways and monitoring criminals. They're rolling out several of what they call crime-fighting robots, including one line. It's called the Snitch Bot. It's going to patrol Times Square and city subways. They're part of this futuristic equipment that NYPD has already started to pilot to help with policing, said the commissioner. So they also have the Digi Dogs. You seen those things? The $750,000 Digi Dogs. Oh, the terrifying things. Yeah. They got some of those. And then they got the egg-shaped snitch bot, so it can detect people during restricted hours, and it's equipped with more than a dozen microphones. And you know what's going to happen? Someone's going to turn it into a hobo fire. That's exactly what's going to happen, right? It's 5.5 feet high, 400 pounds, and travels at a maximum speed of 3 miles per hour. And it has all these microphones, 360-degree HD camera, sonar and LiDAR sensors. It has LiDAR. Has a license plate reader. And it's from a company called Nightscope. And that and the Digi Dog. That's kind of creepy. So they're on the force. And it's for a 7-month rental of a snitch bot. with software. It's approximately $12,250. And they said it's the, they said the technology is a tool and et cetera. So it doesn't actually fight crime. It just spies on you. Right? And then the DigiDog has like this telescoping neck. This telescopic neck that goes up. I don't know how to do the thing. It's weird looking. It's like it turns from a dog into, it's like a headless robot dog, and then it turns into a giraffe. And its legs look like French burglars. I don't know. That's just, I don't know how to say, it's creepy. But I've seen these bots. Oh, and then they have this like Lazy Town-esque cartoon Nerf gun that shoots out a comically large tracker on cars if they want to track them. Have you seen, do you see that? It's the funniest damn thing I've ever seen. I mean, I know I should probably be way more suspicious, but it's a damn spy bot. It's basically, it's going to be some hobos burning fire trash can. That's what's going to happen. But they're not really reliable. And case in point, back in 2017, they had a snitch bot in D.C. There was a snitch bot in D.C. It was on the Georgetown waterfront, right along the Washington Harbor in D.C., and the snitch bot had enough of life, rolled into a fountain and drowned itself. That actually happened. One of the employees at the building said, our DC office building got a security robot. It drowned itself. We were promised flying cars. Instead, we got suicidal robots. And it literally just rolled right into a damn fountain. It is one of the funniest things. And so I love the picture of these security people standing there with waders on, and they're like, what do we do? And they're just looking at this bot that's floating in the water. But it was a snitch bot. It was a Nightscope snitch bot. It was the exact same bot. So it was I mean it's literally the exact same bot. So the snitch bot that killed itself in DC, have they fixed that? Beep beep. I've had enough of life.
Do we know if that robot worked at all at any time for the Clintons?
Oh, I don't know. That's a really great point.
I think it's important to look into that.
I mean, it legit rolled right into the fountain.
Leave me here. Let me die.
Like, what? And it also, the robot is supposed to beep and whistle to maintain order. Can I be honest about something? I just, like, I want to throw water at it or something like that. I just don't. I mean, you realize you just made a fun game for criminals, right? Oh, man, this is like a sad little Wally. Oh, golly. I just want to make fun of this for the rest of the show. The Digi Dogs are a little bit more terrifying. Right. Have you seen them patrol a street? I saw a video of them. People were taking video of this thing patrolling a street, and its legs look like French burglar legs. Like there's two burglars with a thing on their back, and it's really creepy looking. And it was walking through, and these people were recording it, and they said something, and it, like, straightened itself up, and then its goofy, weird brontosaurus head came out and turned and looked at them, and it was weird. I don't like things that, I don't like, I thought that was your head, and then it, like, there was more of it. It was just terrifying. I do totally want to tip over one of those things. That's going to be the fun game, tip over the snitch bot. Somebody's going to make a fun game out of that, but I promise you, it's going to be a hobo trash can fire, like, before it's all said and done. Ah, oh, snitch bot.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So, another thing to be freaked out about in nature. Experts are sounding alarm over rare tick-borne infection, dubbed Lyme disease deadly cousin. Everything is its deadly cousin, and that's now spreading in several U.S. states and killing 1 in 10 sufferers. It's called the Powassan? Probably not that. Virus. Some days it's a feeling, isn't it?
It is.
Can be transferred just 15 minutes after the tick latches on. There's nothing for the condition. It can kill you. So what are we supposed to do? Burn all the things? Like, they said it's in northeastern America. Of course it is. It's near the Beltway, guys. Wouldn't you know? And I don't understand why we have to have those. Why do they exist? Right? I mean, that was always the thing when you were a kid. You'd be running out, you know, especially you live in a rural area. You're running out and you got get checked. Got checked every time when you come back in. It's weird. So yeah, it's called the Powassan or Powassan virus, whichever. I prefer the latter. So we're all going to die. We better burn it out, burn all the grass and everything. I don't know. Let's see. This is crazy. Did you hear about the dairy farm explosion? A dairy farm. Like, how does a dairy farm blow up like this? Deadliest barn explosion in U.S. history obliterates 18,000 cows. There are charred cattle carcasses all over. Worth $36 million. A Texas dairy farm. Grim images. It was a burned out milking mega shed. The South Fork Dairy in Dimmitt. Worst farm fire that monitors have ever seen. There was a worker who was trapped inside. He was rescued. Local residents are concerned about the after effects that the blast is going to have on the economy. They said it was a suspected methane explosion. They're still investigating it. Animal Welfare Institute says it's the deadliest. I mean, these animals were $2,000 each, so the total cost of cattle was $36 million. It is so awful. Oh, my gosh. That's sad. Oh, crazy weather. Man, Fort Lauderdale, all my friends that are down in that area, Fort Lauderdale International Airport's going to remain closed until Friday morning. The runway's literally underwater. They had 20 inches of rain in like a second. It's crazy. So they're dealing with a lot of flooding. Stay with us. We got more in store. Breathe life into your own backyard this spring with FastGrowingTrees.com. From shade trees to fresh fruit to privacy hedge plants, let FastGrowingTrees.com help you plant your dream garden with their expert advice and fast, reliable shipping. FastGrowingTrees.com's plant experts curate thousands of easy-to-grow plants, shrubs, and tree varieties for your unique climate. And they understand that sometimes it's hard to know which plants will do best. No problem. With FastGrowingTrees.com, you get customized recommendations based on your specific needs, and they're always available to help keep your plants growing healthy through every season. Their website is easy to use, and the shipping's fast. With FastGrowingTrees, 30-day alive and thrive guarantee, you know everything will look great fresh out of the box. So join over 1.5 million happy Fast Growing Trees customers. Visit FastGrowingTrees.com/Dana now and get 15% off your entire order. Get 15% off at FastGrowingTrees.com/Dana. That's FastGrowingTrees.com/Dana.
I'm looking forward to starting right here in Harlem, partnering with city agencies and the local community to ensure our streets, parks, and playgrounds are the best they can be. You'll be seeing a lot of me. Ooh. And a lot less rats.
Ooh. Fewer rats.
I like that quote.
Pizza Rat may live in infamy.
Oh, she's better at killing
rats
than she is
and grandma. The conditions that support their thriving will no longer be tolerated in New York City.
Get it.
No more dirty curbs.
Drag them.
Unmanaged spaces.
Drag them.
Or brazen burrowing.
Get it.
There's a new sheriff in town.
I was going to say that.
And with your help, we'll send those rats packing.
Thank you. So that's they literally have a rat czar. That's a thing in New York. It's a rat czar. Snitch bots and rat czars. The future of New York. Come for the dead rats. Stay for the snitch bot. Paid for by New York City Tourism Board. So the... her name is Kathleen Karate. She's a land use expert who's hated rats all her life. That's actually like a thing. I didn't know that was like a qualification. That's how they were introducing her. She was chosen out of 900 applicants in all her life. She's hated rats. Destiny was calling her, you see. No, I didn't say that. She did. Destiny was calling me. She said that. So she said that she said it's a symbolic symbol of systemic issues. Okay, yeah, you know. So they have. They're going to be. She's the rat czar. Comes up, sunglasses on. I half expected to hear spurs. You know. Like, you know, it has like all the energy of Rango, the movie. But like with just there's something about this I love. They're tougher on rats than they are like criminals. Yeah. That's what gets me. I mean, you have a bodega owner tries to defend himself. Oh, no, you got to go to jail, sir. How dare you stab this poor innocent criminal? But then, oh, there's a rat. Call the rat czar. You're dead, rat. I mean, they need a criminal czar.
Yeah.
They're tougher on rats than they are like actual criminals. I don't even know. Maybe we should start calling criminals rats.
Yeah.
I don't know. But she came up, her sunglasses on. Yeah, it's the city of Ratzars and Snitchbots. In fact, Ratzar would be an amazing metal band name. First album, Ratzars and Snitchbots. I'm just saying. She said that she's going to take on the litter, garbage, and food. I'm not making fun of her. I'm making fun of the way that Democrats in New York react to stuff. Like, it almost seems like it's worse to them that there was a giant rat carrying a slice of pizza up some subway steps. That's a real story. Than the fact that people are prosecuted if they defend themselves against violent criminals trying to kill them. Right? I don't know. Man, I'm waiting for Alvin Bragg to like indict her or something like that. Wait a minute, you're going after the bad thing? I mean, he'll get confused or something. I don't know. So that's, she announced a Harlem, I'm just fascinated by this, Harlem Rat Mitigation Zone. New York City is a different place. When I was younger, I always thought I wanted to live there, and then I went there for the first time. And everything smelled like pee and pretzels. It really, you know what I'm saying? It was like, somebody may have peed right here on the sidewalk, but there's some pretzels over there. I don't know, just very interesting thing.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.